After a member of the court of a Mysore Maharaja dies, his soul is trapped in a painting of him. Years later, his grandson and granddaughter-in-law come to see the portrait.
Which portrait is his?
That one. I guess it looks like him. Dearest Karen, the great painter lacked an artisan's cast of mind. His meek lines smack of incompetence. My frame bleeds into the background, scarcely discernible. My face, behind immense specks, is barely seen. You are my sweetest boon, a grandson to push her family's name deeper into posterity. A man will not perish if his family's name is still heard in the world. Its embers stave oblivion.
This would have been a great photo if the guard wasn't so uptight.
The gods have spoken. No day ends before a tenured cook defrauds her employer. A Brahmin soils his soul by traveling abroad. A beef-drunk tourist befriends a beggar, and the guard scolds a would-be picture taker. Sweet bumbling jailer, why do you bother? The gods have decreed this work will receive only stray glances from posterity. Scant lines slant to see it. One flashbulb will not summon a cascade of bleaching light.
What was he like?
He was a hothead, but gentle with me. The last time I saw him, we had to share a bed. I wet it. He never told my parents. Of course, he was 82 at the time. How can we be sure it was me? Appa translated Sanskrit poems and plays into English and Kannada. His books are still borrowed from libraries. I shook hands with Mountbatten and Panditji and served in the last Maharaja's court. This proud clan, blessed through the Yugas with legions of sages, is now cursed with a polluted family line. Kiran is a dolt, and his grasp at wit accent a life of stoic mediocrity. Lord Surya, grant me the sweetest boon. Deface this portrait. Let your divine light simmer and bleach this prison. Dissolve its form and color and free me to be reborn into the world. I will be reborn as my great-grandson and rebel against Kiran. I will earn a first-class degree, marry a proper girl, and pursue a suitable career. I will rehabilitate our name for posterity. He studied English literature, Milton particularly. Everyone says he was very well read.
Sounds like you would have gotten along well with him.
I wish I had a chance to talk to him about poetry. Your lines disgrace the art of poetry and sound nothing like me. I would never twaddle about posterity, oblivion staving embers, or beef-drunk tourists. You may be highborn, but your writing betrays a street hawker's mentality. Use another dummy to peddle your lines. It is hopeless. Kiran, I cannot persuade you to erase this doggerel. Thanks to your mulish ways, I am now twice trapped in ill-rendered lines.